Listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, July 25th.
It is. It's Christmas in July.
Oh, it is.
Today.
I almost said Friday, but it's not Friday.
It feels like a Friday.
It's because we're having too much fun in the studio.
That is true. I'm also going on vacation.
That's true. It
so
is your Friday.
So yesterday was your Monday and today is my Friday.
It is your Friday. I hope no one really like comes to us to find out what day of the week it is because...
I butchered it on Monday. You should go listen. It was terrible.
We're going to talk football today.
Is we are.
Right? I'm the wrong person.
Sports ball, Andy.
Sports ball. Go sports team. I'm excited though. We have some students, some football team members from Lutheran High School North and coach in studio today to talk about what they've been up to. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. And what coffee are you drinking this morning? I see that it's something different than usual.
Yes, it's in a jar. I'm a millennial in case anybody hadn't realized that yet. So I rewarded myself for successful adulting this morning with a cold brew from the store. It's really good. It's a very long story.
Successful adulting. It's a morning without food is what you're saying.
Yes. I got here in one piece without eating food, which for me is pretty impressive. So I got myself some coffee.
We are here. We're alive. We're happy and got a great story to share with you.
Yes.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu. You can also find them at the KFUO website, kfuo.org. Look for them in the underwriter section in the upper left-hand corner of the website. If you're looking on a computer, if you're looking on your mobile device, it's in another section.
I
need to practice that, don't I?
I still haven't looked. I said I was going to look the last time you said that.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Lutheran High School North. How are you all this morning?
Good morning.
Good.
Doing great.
It's summer. Yeah. It's summer.
Just
everybody's
chill.
Still like...
It's fine. It's cool. Just a normal Wednesday.
In studio with us this morning, Carl Reed. He's Lutheran High School North football coach. Good morning, Coach Reed.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming over. And you guys are you missing practice right now to be here?
No. We would never miss practice.
That would have been a hard pass if they had to miss practice.
I would have gotten in trouble for asking. two fellows from the team, Josh Hopkins. Good morning, Josh.
How you doing?
Good. What year are you going into?
Senior year.
Aha, senior. And Isaiah, can you pronounce your last name? Because I don't want to. Good morning. All right. Glad to have you. See, Sarah.
Azubiki.
There you go. Glad to have you in studio this morning. Isaiah, what year are you?
Senior.
And this is not your first time here at KFUO. You came in and did a nutrition segment once before. Glad to have you gentlemen in studio. Coach, tell us a little bit about being the coach, the football coach at Lutheran High School North. You've been with Lutheran High School North for about four seasons, you said?
This will be my fourth season.
So what do you love about being football coach at Lutheran High School North?
Just getting to be around the guys and help the guys get opportunities to go play college football at the next level. That's the most enjoyable part of it to me.
What do you enjoy about shaping their lives on the football field, but also bringing them up in a proper way, seeing them mature as they go through the football program?
Well, it's a beautiful process when you get a ninth grader in there and he's very immature and unfocused. And then when you watch him leave out ready to go into adulthood and be a man, it's a great process to be a part of.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of service projects or things off the field to help shape them into good, strong young men?
We do quite a few, and we have some partnerships with some organizations that we do quite a bit of community service with, and it's a big part of what we do.
Yeah. And Isaiah and Josh, I almost called you Jacob. I've had too much coffee this morning. Isaiah and Josh, what do you enjoy about being a football player? Have both of you played all 4 years?
Yeah.
At Lutheran?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. What do you enjoy about being playing under Coach Reed?
You want
to
go?
Well, Coach Reed, he's a nice man. He kind of gets us ready to be men in adulthood, not only in football, but like just in life. And he really shaped me into the guy I am today, because when, like he said, when I came in as a freshman, I was immature. I really didn't know what I was doing, but right. he really has changed my life.
Yeah, that goes the same for me. Coach Reed, he brought me. I'm glad he actually brought me to Luther North, because the school I was going to go to before, I probably wouldn't have as much success as I do now. But yeah, I appreciate Coach Reed and everything he did for me.
Josh, you said that you have you've noticed in yourself that you've matured. You were that freshman who came in and, immature, and have grown in that. What's an example in your own life where you see that you have grown and matured, and how football's been a part of that?
Well, it's kind of like I really kind of became the man in my house, because my mom she didn't really have the money like that to really take me to a school like Luther North. And I really just had to step up and do things in the house that, like a husband would do, but I was only a kid. And so Coach Reed really helped me out with that and helped me become a man.
How about you, Isaiah?
I can beat that.
How has football been and Coach Reed been an important part of you growing over these 4 years? Well, 3 years. We've got one more year to go.
Well, coming here, I wouldn't think of football was that important, but like the process going along and like how the work ethic, I like take the work ethic from football. I can take that in life. Like if you keep pushing forward, you can do anything.
Before you were on the team, what did you think football was? What did you think of football? What did you think it was?
I thought it was just like a hobby, something to do when I'm just bored.
Just a hobby, just a game. How about you, Josh?
Really, it was just something I did just to have fun, but I mean, now it's turned to, like, basing my life, and it's basically what's moving me forward.
Hmm. What about the other guys on the team? What's your relationship like with the rest of the team?
It's good. I mean, football, you develop a brotherhood that you keep for life.
A bond. Yeah. Never be broken.
What does that mean, then, off the field? This bond that you have on the field certainly helps you win the game. But what about off the field? What does that bond help you with off the field?
Off the field helps with a lot. Like, just talking to each other every day, we just get closer and we can help each other. Like, it helps us get close to where we can tell each other stuff.
That help we probably each other in school.
Yeah,
stuff like
we
that.
Wouldn't tell other people.
Yeah.
So both of you are going into your senior year.
Yes, ma'am.
What are your plans? Do you know where you're going to college? You're planning on playing football?
Yeah.
Still deciding?
how is the work ethic that you've learned on the field? How do you think that's going to help you moving forward? Whatever you do post high school, how do you think that's going to help you moving forward?
Well, when we're at practice, we do go through a lot of conditioning. So like it really trains your mind to keep pushing, because not even gonna lie, sometimes you want to quit, but you just can't quit, and you got to keep going,
keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
And Coach, what does it mean to you to hear some of your players talk about how much football means to them?
Well, they had the end of the process, you know, for the high school part of it. My job with them when they come in is I have to see 15 years down the road. And maybe when they come in as young guys and who just played football in a recreational way, it's going to get them an opportunity to go to college for free. Mm-hmm. And it's going to pay for their education with what they've done both academically and on the field. And it's a challenging thing for them with the work that they have to do to put in, because they have some demands that they have to meet. But they have to trust that I can see 15 years down the road. I tell them all the time, Isaiah and Josh, 30-year-old Josh and Isaiah is going to want some money. You know, so your decisions that you make now are going to shape that, and they have to step up to the challenge and things like that. You say, God, I want you to give me that assignment. I don't want you to run from it. If that's a tough assignment and there's things that you have to do, then I want that assignment. And they have to trust that it's going to work out for them, and they've done that very well.
Both of these gentlemen mentioned that there's a bond, there's a brotherhood among the team. Is that something that's intentional, or is that just a positive consequence of all the work that they put in to be great football players?
Well, it's no different than having siblings. People that go through things together tend to grow closer, you know, especially when things are very tough. We call it shared suffering. You know, so people that are going through shared suffering together that make it through it end up having a bond typically that lasts for life. They have that in common. And every young man at some point in his life should be a part of something that's greater than himself. And being a part of a team, football is the greatest team sport that there is, because you have to depend on the other guy, you know, and when you're in it together like that, it's going to create a bond naturally.
Do you, are there times in practice that, that there are illustrations that you use that for teaching about the rest of life as well off the field?
All the time, just applying real life situations and some of the things that you see on the news, or some of the things that we know with guys who have played with us before, or guys that I've coached before, depending on what situation they're in life, whether it's positive or negative, using those examples and things to impart wisdom on those guys.
So we'll talk about a service project that you all did after our break, which we're going to right now. I'm not pushing the buttons.
Not in charge of the buttons, sorry.
I'm not in charge of the buttons. And I have the talking stick, so this is how this is going today. We have football players from Lutheran High School North and Coach Reed from North. And we'll be back after the break to talk about a service project that you all got to do.
Hey, listen to the coffee hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Caffeinated Sarah.